This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair and in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:15, down 10 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:35, down 10 on the open. March, 8:43, down 7.5. May, 7:39, down 3. July, 5.74, down 8 on the open. September corn opened at 3.33, up 2.25 on the open. December, 3.49, up 2.25. March, 3.66, up 2.25. May, 3.76, up 2.25. July, 3.82¾, down 0.5. September, 3.89, down 1.5. December of next year, 3.99¼, down 2.25. March of 2009, 4.06½, unchanged on the open. September beans open at 9.33, up 5 on the open. November, 9.45, up 4¾. January, 9.60, up 3¾. March, 9.71, up 3.5. May, 9.73½, up 1¾. July, 9.79, up 0.5 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 256, up 160 on the open. October, 256.50, up 90. September soybean oil opened at 39.20, up 12 on the open. October, 39.30, up 13. At the Merck live cattle for October opened at 94.52½, down 15 on the open. December, 98.35, down 27.5. February, 110, down 12.5. April, 110, down 30 on the open. September feeders open at 117, up 5 on the open. October, 116.65, up 12.5. November, 116.85, down 15. January, 114.90, down 30 on the open. October lean hogs open at 65.70, up 30 on the open. December, 68.75, down 15. February, 71.85, down 5. April, 72.80, down 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have crude oil, natural gas, the RBOB, and ethanol all trending higher this week. We have the U.S. dollar at 15-year lows this week. What does it imply for commodities next week?
Well, next week, I think they'll probably go back to trading a mixture of both these outside forces and the weaker dollar. There's certainly been a contingency of fund traders that have come in and bought the cheaper-looking commodities like corn and like cotton this week, Dave, and we think that's because of these outside market forces and the weaker dollar especially. But I suspect that they're trying to blend this force with the combination of the micro factors of harvest data from corn and beans and technical data, especially in corn and beans and wheat for that matter, and then also whether the wheat exports and the wheat demand picks back up after this significant price break we've seen here since the report was released. So that's kind of what we're looking forward to next week.
Before I get your crystal ball then on that blend, let me ask one other outside question, and that is what happens if the Fed does cut interest rates by 0.5 percentage point on Tuesday, Wednesday?
Well, it's kind of needed at this point to sustain these price levels we're at in both the dollar and the Dow Jones. I mean, in order to stay above 13,000 in the Dow and above 1475, 1460 in the S&P, and to stay down here below 80 cents on the dollar index and the spot dollar, I think you're going to need to have that Fed rate cut so that the market is justified in assuming, and that's all it is right now, is that they're assuming the Fed is going to do everything they can to help the market liquidity as much as they can. But that is a big question mark. Even if they lower the rate and even if they take it down 50 basis points and show the market they're sincere and serious about helping, does that really help the stock market or not? Because there's a lot of contingency and people out there wondering whether the Fed, who can help take care of short-term liquidity, meaning overnight and maybe 1 to 2 days of loans and liquidity, can they help with things that are 2 weeks or 30 days or 60 days out? And that's really where the commercial paper market has kind of stopped a lot of the financing is banks. I was reading last night, banks that would be able to get a month to 2 months of secure loans between each other are knocking that down to 1 week or less now. So it's a big question mark at the reaction of the market, even if we get the Fed rate cut.
All right, let's blend the outside markets then with the fundamental factors that you previously mentioned that the market will turn their attention to a little bit next week. Put those two together and put prices on and on technical charts for beans and corn, please.
Well, the bean market, clearly with the neutral to slightly negative crush report today and the lack of chance of a frost freeze coming in the northern plains, is probably most open to profit-taking on a technical basis. We're up about 40 cents for the week, Dave. So if the beans don't see support from the corn and the wheat, then we suspect there's going to be some profit-taking here in the November contract. Downward bias, if you break through the 935 level, that would be an issue that would probably bring in some more shorts. For the corn market, it's a lot easier math in our view. You've got on the upside the 359 level. That probably will cause more shorts to cover and more funds to pick up additional contracts this week. On the downside, you're right there in the soup. You're at 346.5, which is where both your 10-day and your 50-day moving averages are on the composite D's chart. Though that level, if violated, probably takes you back down to those range-bound lows of 336, 337 area.
Is there another 25 cents to the downside below the contract low of 324.5 during the harvest?
There is if the wheat does not support and the funds don't come in and support off the wheat strength. I think that's where I didn't like the report. You know, clearly we did not get our 1993-type corn report, but we also were watching the spreads and the cash market and the basis as our leader, and we were wise to do that. But we didn't like the fact the only three states that saw a reduction versus last month in yield was Maryland, New Jersey, and North Carolina. It just seems like that's not going to be the case when it's all said and done. But we aren't going to fight City Hall at this point. So the end result is the corn takes a leader, goes from a leadership role to a following role, and it even is more important that it follows the wheat now. It's interesting to note that the world-ending stocks last month were 245.6 million tons for both wheat and coarse grains. This month, today, or this week's report was 244.6. We actually had a reduction of a million metric tons versus last month, and so it just puts that much more weight on the wheat to give the corn support here this next 30 days.
So if wheat has to give corn support, at what is your hinge prices then on the wheat?
Right here, right now, the 10-day moving average of 837.5 on the D's composite chart's really key, Dave, and if we don't hold that level, then we'll probably start eyeballing in the trade that there's a D's gap on the composite chart right around $8, 802 level. If we'd lose another 30, 35 cents in the D's wheat, that would be hard for the D's corn to keep this kind of momentum in the mid-340s, and that opens your door up to those mid-320s.
What other things are you keeping an eye on today?
Not too much other than that. I think probably the only other thing that we're looking at is the Canadian dollars made a 30-year high against the U.S. dollar. Again, the crush market has been very active here this week because the bean oil report was so bullish. The bean oil stocks on the NOPA report wasn't anything to write home about. So if we're going to see profit-taking in beans, it could very well be led by profit-taking in bean oil, and that translates back into how the crude oil and natural gas markets act today.
Turn your attention over to the Merck then. What are you looking at there, please?
Well, we've got a little bit of a back and fill market with the hogs today, but overall they've been fairly good. We saw a slight adjustment to the downside in 07 pork production on the USDA report this week. That's pretty friendly. I think probably the meat market, even though it has a high supply level right now, Dave, in the United States, that weaker dollar is going to translate into better volume on the export front, and that's probably being bought into a little bit by the funds here at this point.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current prices, December wheat in Kansas City at 818 down 7. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat at 838 down 7. September corn, 332 up 1 1/4. December, 348 1/4 up 1 1/2. March, 365 up 1 1/4. December of 2008, 398 1/2 up 1 1/4. September beans, 931 1/2 up 3 1/2. November, 945 1/2 up 4 1/4. January, 960 1/2 up 4 1/4. November, 922 up 3 3/4. Ed Kieser tells us a freeze warning is in effect for portions of northwestern Illinois from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturday. The freeze warning includes Joe Davies, Stevenson, Carroll, and Whiteside counties, and a frost advisory is in effect for portions of northwestern and west central Illinois from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturday, and the frost advisory includes the Quad Cities, Princeton, and Macomb. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10:01 Central Time.